Okay, Bob, you good signal in that time. The QRM went away for a little bit. The Addison Airport goes back a number of years. And when I was going in and out of Addison in the middle 1960s, we had a couple of big Collins hangars there, and that was about it. That and the control tower, a couple of buildings, and then out of cornfield, Bob. And this was before Interstate 635 was even built. But it's a far different picture today. It's a busy, busy airport. Lots of business jets going in and out, and general aviation. So it's a different Addison. But it's kind of ironic that this old airplane is housed in the old Collins hangar from many years ago. Over. Bob, is it Charlie uniform or golf uniform? Over.
Black uniform.
Okay, Bob, thank you very much. Yeah, the Collins hangars there were used many years for outfitting government aircraft. We put 200 kilowatt VLF 13 to 60 kilohertz transmitters aboard 12 Navy C-130s out of that particular maintenance setup there, Bob. So that old hangar brings you back a lot of memories to me, over. I'll turn it back to net control, but thanks very much for your contact. W5CZ from N5 Alpha B-29. N5 Alpha B-29 from W5CZ. Great signal here still, Lonnie. Let's pick up Alpha India 8 Zulu, over. Once again, I got the Alpha, is it Alpha 5 India Zulu, over? Alpha India 8 Zulu in Colorado from N5 Alpha B-29. Very fine. Now, what is the name there? Very fine. Thanks very much for contacting us. I appreciate it. We have a lot of PRM here, and on top of that, the ignition noise from those big old radial engines. But thanks very much. Alpha India 8 Zulu from N5 Alpha B-29. And that's the control. Great. Okay, let's call Whiskey Zero, Foxtrot Tango. Go ahead.
Pick up some others. Let's see, let's get to 208.